Health leaders in Kirandongo District have reported a major decline in child malnutrition, with cases of acute malnutrition dropping from 10.7% to about 7% in recent years. District health officials attribute the progress to strengthened community screening, better trained health workers, and improved nutrition services. Speaking during a UNICEF media visit in the district, the acting district health officer, Dr. Irene Nabitaka, said the sustained community engagement has played a key role in the improvement. However, she says challenges remain, particularly harmful misconceptions in some communities where symptoms of acute malnutrition, such as swelling of the face and feet, are sometimes attributed to witchcraft, leading caregivers to first seek help from traditional healers and delaying medical treatment. She commended the continued support from UNICEF and other partners in strengthening nutrition services.
So malnutrition, what presents to the health facility is severe acute malnutrition with complications. And when you talk about complications, these children come when they are swollen. They are usually swollen in the face, swollen in the feet. That is the one that we call edema. So when these children usually, of course, swell and they are at home, parents believe this is witchcraft. So usually they usually tend to go to the witch doctors surrounding the traditional healers. And by the time these children come, they've cut their skin, they've cut the body, they have overwhelming sepsis because now of the infection that has been going through.